This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. The worldwide coronavirus pandemic shows no signs of letting up. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The U.S. has had the most cases since the start of the pandemic, with more than 4.1 million confirmed, followed by Brazil at nearly 2.3 million and India with more than 1.3 million. For the first time in 4 months, South Korea has reported more than 100 new coronavirus cases, many of which came from outside sources, including 36 workers returning from Iraq and 32 crew members of a Russian freighter. South Africa, Africa's hardest hit country, reported more than 13,000 new confirmed cases, raising its total to over 408,000. In Australia, Victoria State Premier Daniel Andrews announced 357 new cases.
I'm very sad to have to report a further 5 Victorians have passed away.
Victoria, where the death toll has risen to 61, earlier closed its border with neighbouring New South Wales. I'm Karen Chamas.
Federal agents cleared protesters from the streets of Portland, Oregon early Saturday, firing tear gas at close range. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Thousands of protesters had gathered outside the federal courthouse Friday night. Portland resident Kristen Speer was among them.
I'm here to support Black Lives Matter, and I'm a patriot, and I believe in our constitutional right to get out and express ourselves. And I want the feds out of our town.
The U.S. attorney in Portland, Billy J. Williams, says thousands have been engaged in constitutionally protected peaceful protests. But he says after dark,
there are individuals within the crowd who are agitators.
While some in the crowd shot fireworks, federal agents responded with tear gas. The Federal Protective Service declared the gathering an unlawful assembly, saying that officers had been injured. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is VOA News.